With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's Election Day in tiny Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, where folks head to the polls at midnight. They seem to have proven what many pollsters are saying, that the Trump-Harris race is extremely close. Six votes cast in Dixville Notch early this morning, three of them for Harris and three of them for Trump. The candidates have made their closing arguments, Harris in the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania, at a rally in Philadelphia.
We are optimistic and we are excited about what we can do together.
Former President Trump on the other side of the state in Pittsburgh.
Kamala Harris has delivered soaring prices and economic anguish at home, war and chaos abroad, and nation-destroying invasion on our southern border like nobody's ever seen before. She's actually a disaster.
It's not just the presidency being decided. Control of the upper house of Congress hangs in the balance.
In a year when Senate Democrats have 23 seats in play to the Republicans' 11, the GOP is expected to use that advantage to reclaim the majority, something they would need only one new seat to accomplish if Donald Trump wins the White House, two seats if Kamala Harris should prevail. Those flip seats are next to certain this year in West Virginia and Montana. Republicans also hope to pad their new majority with tight races in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Polls show Democrat attempts to flip Republican seats in Texas, Florida, and Nebraska will likely come up short. Bob Agner reporting.
Abortion's a ballot issue in nine states. Voters considering state constitutional abortion amendments in Nebraska, Montana, and Missouri, Arizona, Colorado, and Florida, Maryland, Nevada, and South Dakota. Also at SRNnews.com, Boeing workers have approved a contract offering a 38% pay raise over 4 years. Boeing workers will end their seven-week strike. Wall Street, Dow futures up 40 points. This is SRN News. A major effort to spread the gospel is progressing.
The Global Church Network's plan is to set up 800 training hubs for Christian leaders all around the world in hopes of providing the kind of guidance that will be needed to achieve the organization's goal of fulfilling the Great Commission by the year 2030. GCN says so far it's managed to establish 200 of those training hubs on six of the seven continents. The latest hubs have been opened in South Africa and the Balkans. In all, additionally, 1 million pastors will be trained. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The chairwoman of the Florida Democratic Party says her side is losing Jewish voters because of the robust Republican response to pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses. Nikki Friedman, who is Jewish herself, says what has been happening in American politics has made a lot of our Jewish brothers and sisters start to question the Democratic Party. This is SRN News. Another sign of the increasingly close ties between two of America's leading foes.
A Russian rocket has blasted off successfully to carry a pair of Iranian satellites into orbit, a launch that reflected growing cooperation between Moscow and Tehran. The Soyuz rocket lifted off as scheduled on Tuesday from Vostochny launch pad in far eastern Russia and put its payload in a designated orbit 9 minutes later. It carried two Russian Earth observation satellites and several dozen smaller satellites, including the two Iranian ones. Keith Peters reporting.
There's a newly formed tropical storm in the Caribbean. Tropical storm Rafael is expected to become a full-blown hurricane in the coming few days as it moves into the Gulf of Mexico. From there, the storm could bring drenching rains to parts of the United States as it makes landfall, possibly this upcoming weekend. More details at SRNnews.com.